Pesachim Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua, whether or not Machshirei Mitzvah is Docha Shabbos. I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Valoy Dinhu, isn't it a Kal V'Chomer? Ma, im Shechita Shim Mishum Malacha Doichas HaShabbos Shechita, that's a Malacha D'Oraisa is Docha Shabbos, Eilu Shehin Mishum Shavuos Lo Yidchus HaShabbos? Something that's only a Shavuos D'Rabbanim for sure should be Docha Shabbos. And Rabbi Eliezer makes no distinction between something that could have been done before Shabbos or something that couldn't have been done before Shabbos. It's the same thing to Rabbi Eliezer. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, once we see that they're mater, a melacha d'oraisa, for sure they should be mater d'rabbanan, and that would include muksa like we had in the previous Mishnah. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, yom tov yechiach, sheitir bo mishum melacha, va'asir bo mishum shavus. So on Yontif, you see, it's not always true, because on Yontif, you're allowed to do shechita and bishul. Nevertheless, they asr shvus derabanan, if you were able to do it before Yontif. Like, for example, taking something out of the tchum. So too, the same thing by the Karban Pesach. Even though the shechita is doicha Shabbos, sometimes, though, you can still have a derabanan that's not doicha. So too, the makshiri mitzvah are also not going to be doicha. And again, the reason is because you could have done it before Shabbos. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, maze Yoshua. My raya rishus la mitzvah, how can you bring me your raya rishus to a mitzvah, a rishus of eating on yontif? Whether you shecht and you do bishul to eat on yontif, we see according to Eliezer that simchas yontif is a rishus and not a mitzvah. So according to Eliezer, if that's just a rishus, it's not really a mitzvah, and only in that case where we machmir in a rishus, where we said that an isad rabbanon is aser, mehechi tesi, when there's a mitzvah, like the shechita of the Karban Pesach, there, Chazal would not aser you to do anything, any shvus, anything. The only reason that they aser there by Yontif, according to Eliezer, is because it was just a rishus. It's not really a mitzvah to have simchas Yontif, according to Eliezer. Masha inkein, when it comes to shechitas Karban Pesach, it is a mitzvah. Heshev Rebbe Kiva Amar, hazot toichiach. When a person is Tameh, and he does the Hazah on the seventh day of the Mechatas, to make himself Tahar, when he takes the ashes of the Paraduma, that makes himself Tahar. If that would fall out, that the seventh day would fall out on Shabbos, and one would think that he'd be allowed to do the Hazah and sprinkle the Mechatas to make himself Tahar, that he should be able to eat the Karban Pesach at night after Shabbos, he's not allowed to do it. There seemed to be a Kabbalah that Rabbi Kiva had that he's not allowed to do it. And what's the reason he can't do it? This is the Rabbanan, is because it's near Kemisakin. The same reason a person can't kasher kalim on Shabbos, because it's like you're misakin them. So too, it can't become tar from the mechatas on Shabbos. Why not, Frechter B'Kiva? This should be in order to prepare yourself to do the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach. And according to Rebbe, it doesn't make a difference if you could have done it before Shabbos or on Shabbos itself. Nevertheless, it's aser, even though it's only a shvus. And you see it's not doicha Shabbos. So, Heshev Rebbe Akiva Amar, hazah teichiach. So that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Hazot teichiach shehi mitzvah mishum shvus. It's a mitzvah because you're going to do the Karban Pesach, and it's also a shvus, like we said. But ein adaychas haShabbos. Af ata al tutama leilu. So you, Rabbi Eliezer, you shouldn't wonder on these cases. These cases that we asked, even though they're mishum shvus, like riding on the animal or bringing outside the tchum or cutting off the warts, all these cases, don't be so astonished by them. Sha'af al pi shehein mitzvah v'hein mishum shvus lo yidchas haShabbos. Doesn't matter, even if it is a mitzvah and it's only a shvus, still it's not teich haShabbos. Why? Because it could have been done before Shabbos. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, v'aleha nidan. And on that, I'm going to make a kal v'chomer the opposite. In other words, where are you getting this din that this hazah is aser? I'm going to tell you that the hazah is going to be mutter. The sprinkling to make a person tahar, because dafka, he's doing it for a mitzvah, it actually is going to be mutter. Uma'im shchita shimishum malach. Shchita, that's a malacha. Doiches haShabbos, when you shech the Karban Pesach, it's doiches haShabbos. Hazah shimishum shvus. Ain't a din shadoiches haShabbos. Hazah is only a shvus. Of course there should be doiches haShabbos. Amalur bikiva, o chilif. Say the opposite. Ma'im hazah shimishum shvus. Hazah is only a shvus. Ain't a doiches haShabbos. Shchita shimishum malacha. Ain't a din shaloi tidches haShabbos. So shchita also should not be doicha Shabbos. Now, one thing to point out, again, Rabbi Kiva is only talking about a case where shchita could have been done before Shabbos. Because if it can't be done before Shabbos, dahainu, the day you're supposed to shecht it, the moado, on your dalad, then it is obviously doicha Shabbos according to everybody. Now, Rabbi Kiva is just going to answer him just to say that this kal v'chomer is not a good kal v'chomer, what you, Rabbi Eliezer, are saying. And if anything, I would say the kal v'chomer the opposite way, because according to Rabbi Akiva, it was poshut him that azaz aser, even though we know that everybody holds that the shechit of Karban Pesach is doicha Shabbos. So, Amar Rabbi Kiva, O chilif, say the opposite. In other words, you want to say kal v'chomer, so say the opposite. Ma'im hazaz shish mishum shvus azam is a shvus. Ain't a doicha Shabbos. Again, there was a dover poshut Rabbi Akiva. Shechit shim mishum alocha, ain't a din shaloi tidches haShabbos. So shechit should not be doicha Shabbos. If we see even a shvus is not doicha Shabbos, so all the more so, a malocha d'oraisa should not be doicha Shabbos. You should not be able to shech the Karban Pesach on Shabbos if you're going to start using kal v'chomer, zakt Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, akarta mashakasa b'Torah, you're uprooting what's written in the Torah. Bein harbaim b'moado. Of course you can shech the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. The Torah says, bein harbaim b'moado. Bein b'chol, bein b'Shabbos. Amolo. Rabbi, havi li moed la'elu kamoed l'shchita. So here's the Nekud of the Machlekes. Rabbi Kiva says back to him, Rabbi, I agree with you b'moado, but that's dafka by the shchita, but not the machshirei oichel nefesh that it could have done before Shabbos. Havi li moed la'elu. Give me the same moed b'moado. Of these other things that you're talking about, cutting the warts or carrying outside the tchum, those do not have the same moado as it says by the shechita of the Karban Pesach, because those could have been done. So you can't compare something that could have been done before Shabbos to the things that are done only on Shabbos, which is if Shabbos happens to fall out on Yud Daled. Klal Amar Rabbi Kiva, kol melacha she'efshal la'asos me'erev Shabbos, any melacha that you could have done erev Shabbos, eino doichas ha'Shabbos, it's not doichas ha'Shabbos. Shechita she'efshal la'asos me'erev Shabbos, doichas ha'Shabbos, but shechita that it's impossible to do before Shabbos, that is doichas ha'Shabbos. And the Rav says halachas like Rabbi Kiva.